to another message from God's Word. We're studying the Gospel of Matthew from the Greek New Testament. We're on 121. Very interesting verses. I want to read back from verse 9 onward because we did not read that in the last class. We're going to go from 9 to 20. Hosea, the father of Jotham, Jotham, the father of Ahaz, Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh, Manasseh, the father of Ammon, Ammon, the father of Josiah, and Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers about the time of the removal from the deportation to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, the father of Abiab, and Abiad, the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim, the father of Azor, Azor, the father of Zadok, and Zadok, the father of Akim, and Akim, the father of Elihud. Eliad, the father of Eleazar, Eleazar, and Eleazar became the father of Mathan, and Mathan, the father of Jacob, and Mathan is the same as Matthew. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14, and from David to Babylonia, exile, deportation, 14 generations. And the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place under these circumstances. When his mother Mary had been promised in marriage to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be pregnant. Turn these lights on, that might be a little better. She was found to be pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. And her promised husband, Joseph, being a just and upright man and not willing to expose her publicly and shame and disgrace her, decided to repudiate and dismiss and divorce her quietly and secretly. Now you have to realize that she could have been executed because of this. He did not want her executed. He did not want her killed. But as he was thinking this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. A heavenly messenger appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for what is conceived in her is from and out of the Holy Spirit of God. Now let's go on to verse number 21, and this is lesson number 4. Tezete de huion kai kalises. To onoma autu esu, autos, gar, sose, ton laon, autu apo ton hamartion auton. Moreover, she shall bear a son. She shall bear for herself, not with Joseph's help. Only with the help of God Himself. Third person senior future indicative middle. This is not from you, Joseph, but it is from me, God. The Son, and you shall call the name of Him Jesus, Savior, Jehovah saves, or Joshua. For He shall save the people of Him from the sins belonging to them. That is a beautiful thing, the sins belonging to them. He shall save his people from the sins belonging to them. Verse number 22. Tuto de holon gegonin hina plerothe to rethen hippo kirio diatu prophetu legontes. And this, moreover, this entire or whole, it had become in order that it might be fulfilled. All of this has happened, in other words, that it might be fulfilled. And this is one of the greatest phrases in the Gospel of Matthew. It is fulfilled. It is fulfilled. Remember, we saw a progressive revelation all the way from the garden, all the way actually from eternity past, into the creation of mankind in the garden. All the way, God is continually progressively revealing himself to God until he finally becomes flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. That it may be filled up, the thing having been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Idu he parthenos en gostri exe kai texete huion kai kalesosen to onoma autu Emmanuel ho esten. Mather me nu omanon, meth himon ho theos. And behold the virgin. This word parthenos. Now the literal word for virgin in Hebrew is parthenos. The word in Isaiah 7 and 14 actually is Alma, which means a sexually mature woman shall bring forth a child. That happened primarily, that was the dual prophecy. Isaiah 7:14 happened in Isaiah's time. And now we have the secondary prophecy that a virgin, a parthenos, shall bring forth a child. This Bethula. Bethula, Hebrew, parthenos, Greek, shall bring forth. The word parthenos means separated one. Now, the word Bethula means a woman that has watched and been kept under constant surveillance and sight in the house of her father. And the virgin in a womb, John 1:14, John 1:18. She shall have, and she shall bear a son and an heir, and they shall call the name of him Emmanuel, which is, Emmanuel is Hebrew, which means God with us, God among us, being translated with us, the God. Now, four times an angel appears to Joseph, four times an angel appears to Joseph in his life. And in Matthew 1:20-25, Matthew 2:13-14, Matthew 2:19-20, and Matthew 2:23. Egerthes de ho eso. Apo tu hypnu. Apoiason hos prosetexon. Alto ho angelos kyrio kai. Paralaben tain geneke autu. Moreover, furthermore, are following all of this, having raised the Joseph from the hypnotic trance, from his hypnotic trance, his state of hypnosis, he did just as he had been commanded or carried out the edict that was given to him, that the messenger, the heavenly messenger of the Lord, and he took beside himself the wife of him. Verse number 25. Kai uk egi noskin. Altain hios u etekin quion kai ekalesin to onoma altu esu. And not, he continued, he kept on being sexually separate from her until of which she bore son, the Son of God, and he called the name of him Jesus. Now the child's name should have been Joseph after his father, but he calls him Jesus. Now what Jesus means is Jehovah saves. Now over here, in verse number 23, this prophecy from Isaiah 7:14. Now John 1:14 says, fulfilling this, behold, the virgin in the womb she shall have, and she shall bear a son, and they shall call the name of him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. Now in John 1:14 it says, Kaihalogosarsagento, and the word, or the Jehovah of the Old Testament. This person, this child, is Jehovah of the Old Testament. The word Jehovah means he who shall become. Kaihalogosarsagento, and the word, the Jehovah flesh, he became and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:18 says, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. And this child is the fulfillment of the promise of Genesis 3:15 also. Now let's go back and read these verses from verse number 20. But as he was thinking this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. This is Joseph. Saying, Joseph, descendant of David, in other words, you are of the kingly line. You should be on the throne and not Herod. Herod was put on the throne. Herod the Great was put on the throne by Anthony and Cleopatra. He was a descendant of Esau, not Jacob. Esau was not the promised line. Jacob was. But Israel had accepted it because he built them a pretty house, a big temple. And she shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. In the Hebrew means Savior, or Jehovah saves. And he shall save his people from their sins, the sins belonging to them. That is, prevent their falling and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God. All this took place that it might be fulfilled, which the Lord hath spoken through the prophet. The prophet is Isaiah. Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. The virgin shall conceive. Shall be pregnant and give birth to a son. This word is wheels. This means the heir. This is the heir of God and all mankind. God, through his son, through his person, becoming flesh, will redeem the whole world back to himself, to the merits of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world, the cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever individually shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have life. And that means you too. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his hypnotic trance, did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took her by his side, his wife. But he had no union with her as husband until she bore her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, Jehovah saves. The fulfillment of many things. The fulfillment of Genesis 3:15, the fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14, it will be the fulfillment of Psalm 23, and it will be the fulfillment of Isaiah 53. And Psalm 23 and Isaiah 53 talk about the suffering Messiah, King of Israel. Jesus came the first time to die for our sins. He will come again to receive us unto himself. Will you be part of that group? Will you be ones that are shouted up into heaven? Or you will be the ones that are left behind? It's up to you in your heart. Is God convicting you of sin, righteousness, and judgment right now? If he is, surrender your life to him. Ask Jesus to save your soul. Ask God to give you new life. And ask Jesus to be the master of your life. Our Father, we send this message out this evening for your honor, for your glory. And I pray that it will touch hearts all over the world through this heavenly messenger that came to Joseph four different times, and that heavenly messenger is touching our hearts each and every day. Father, thank you for all you've given us. Thank you for the salvation you so freely give to us through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you convict those out there of sin, righteousness, judgment to come, and to convict them to serve you with their lives once they have surrendered. Thank you for all those students you've given me all over the world.